Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Delhi program, National Talk Black. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbarrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. And to all our traditional across the beautiful country, welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. Big shout out to the Laura Dance Festival team, the organisers, thank you very much. To all the volunteers, look, a fantastic weekend, last weekend, where BBM outdoor broadcasts. And thank you, NERS, went across the country as well. And thank you to the team and BBM team, board of directors. And look, a fantastic team effort. Congratulations to Pomperau, who took out the final, the champions, after taking the trophy off Lockhart River, who came in on the Saturday and did a trophy handback performance. And hopefully to pick up the trophy and take it back again. But unfortunately, no, Pomperau stepped up and represented and took the championship. And big shout to all the tribal mob that participated in the Laura Dance Festival for 2023. And also we had two representation there from Yarraba. So represent the Errol Neal there, the former mayor of Yarraba. Muller, he led one group and... our brother Nathan Schreiber did a fantastic job organising group. And look, the amount of young kids that were involved across the board, fantastic. And look, that's a prime example of storytelling, passing on knowledge, and ready to run for another 60,000 years. So look, great to see. So wherever you are, you mob, have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up a yarn very soon with Alwyn Lyle. He's Uluru Dialogue representative, because we still have the recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples through a voice, have a voice to Parliament that is coming closer to the day where we put in our vote and referendum. I will say this in regards to our outdoor broadcast up at Laura Dance Festival, which we've been doing for over 20-odd years, Bumbarrabrip Media. The social media, fantastic, a tool that we use to promote the event and have our interviews and have photos and videos and what have you. I will say this, the amount of feedback we got on the digital platform in regard to Voice to Parliament was horrific in regard to negative responses, all about the voice. And the derogatory and the information put across social media was, you could say, disgusting. And so-called keyboard warriors hiding behind that platform, very, very negative. So there it is, you know. But understand the Voice to Parliament is just getting us as First Nation people a seat at the table with government. That's all. When you have the CEO of... the banks, for example, they got first-hand conversation with the Prime Minister. We're the First Nation people. Well, we don't have that, you know. We're First Nation people in Parliament as member of Parliaments, but they operate for their party and in their party, but we don't have a conversation as such. When we're talking about closing the gap is widened. And so just have a committee at the table to converse with the government. That's what the Voice to Parliament is. So do not be threatened by the Voice to Parliament. It'd be a toothless tiger in regard to the committee. They have no power as such, but the fact that they're at the table with the government and helping them make the right decisions and regarding grassroots and all levels of First Nation people living life, you know, and closing the gaps in all aspects of the situation. That's all a voice to Parliament is. So we have no power in that sense. So if you feel as though that we get the voice over, we get a yes vote, and now we have a committee, and that doesn't mean we're going to come over to your house and kick you out of your house and claim your house and kick you off the land and nothing like that. I mean, treaties yet to be discussed and what have you, but the voice of Parliament just gets us at the table. That's all it does, you know. So do not be threatened by it, and it's sad. It ain't going to separate, divide us as Australians. Just has conversations at the table. But that's why you have these meetings around the place in regard to Q&A, question and answers, at these meetings across the country. So black and white, attend these meetings, have your questions asked, and listen for the answers. That's what it's all about. Get the right information, get all the information before you make your sound decision. We're not trying to push you into yes or no. You make your decision, but get the right information of what we're saying so you can make the right decision for you. That's all it is. Maybe you want to talk about that. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Daily number again, 1-800-422-416.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolled by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Hi, my butter, I've been padded ever since I was a kid. Black sheep of the family, grew up, houses how I live. Had to make some changes, so I did what I did. Out here making money, I'm waiting for Centrelink. Rent due, kids need food, give what they need. Come from nothing, so I gotta get it by any means. Remember the days when we had nothing to eat. So now I lose sleep before my kids lose a feet. Grandmama dead, swear that bitch made me worse. Only woman gave up for caught me stealing out of purse. Seeing that pain and it had me lost for words. Wish she was still here to give her back what she deserves. But gotta keep moving, keep improving the music. Make it back for the times when they said that I was useless. I blow up, still don't know where I'll be moving. That's the NSTG with the blueprint, I'm saying. Gra! Shiki wiki! My brother cut the grass, cause next hard on where I'm staying. Never did they think they could keep it off from the pavement. We hustle all day and all night for a payment. So when they doubt me, I'm still here like what you're saying. So gotta get it out the mouth for my kids growing up. Cause I remember when I was them, no one wanted us. And now it's all eyes on me like I'm Pac. Even now, still NS from the jump. True God, cause I really grew up in the trap. No glory, true story, I never look back. My actions speak louder, that's why my memories back my chat. I'm too black for the polish and too poly for the blacks. But I'm fitting in, I'm here working to break the cycle. You can tell who's frauds and who came from survival. Bible, this then you're liable. Idols turn rivals, take titles. A troubled young buck, got upbringing pathetic. No one wanted us till my grandparents came to get us. Now young OG, I ain't also representing. OT long hours in the studio with Emma, what I'm saying. Gra! Shiki wiki!
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
They gon' know my name. 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 I wanna make you sore. I wanna hit the field. I'm gonna sing it live, so you know it's real. Create the kind of love to give the world a light. Shine it till you can't ignore that you're feeling right.
Take the ball, I'll make you proud of what you become. Take no second to delay. If you fall, that's your lesson learned. Be proud of where you come from.
They gon' know my name.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob? All ears here on your daily program. All right, so now we're going to catch up a yarn there with Uluru Dialogue Representative Alwyn Lyle and talk about the Voice to Parliament, a wall of significance. Will be a Dialogue's appearance at Laura Dance Festival, which they did. But talking about so all the meetings that's up and coming, Q&A, questions and answers, and they're good events to go along to in regard to the compulsory vote that we have to do at the end of the year, or October, I think it is. But we'll talk about that space. But we have Alwyn on the line. I'm going to yarn with the brother. Alwyn, very good morning, Alwyn. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks, Trev.
Good, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Alwyn?
Hey, my name's Alwyn Lyle. I'm a Cookie Ellingen man that grew up in Mossman most of my life.
Yes.
I'm currently also working in the Cape on my father's country.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Beautiful, brother. Beautiful.
That's me.
And your Uluru Dialogue representative. So tell us about the up-and-coming meetings that we're having. And for people out there who don't have their head around the so-called Voice to Parliament, the up-and-coming vote, that's why we have these meetings for Q&As, for questions, their questions to be answered. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Look, we're travelling between Cooktown and Ingham and the Atherton Tablelands, delivering information sessions the first 2 weeks of every month for the next... We have done 3 months now so far, and okay, we've got another 3 months to go.
Yes.
So we've been advertising on Facebook, in the papers and on the radio. Those dates come out every month as we get closer and closer to those town meetings. Like tonight, we're in Innisfail here tonight.
Okay.
Last night, we were in Ingham.
Mm.
Monday night, we were at JCU. We did the Laura Festival.
Yes.
Wayne Butcher invited us to Lockhart River for the celebrations up there in September.
Okay.
So we'll be making it to that, and looks like we're going to try and get across the Doomadgee and see Marindu Yana.
Yes.
And spread the word over there in the communities. We're trying to do, get out in the communities and the towns and smaller cities in our footprint here.
Now, when these meetings, they're open to everybody, non-Indigenous people as well, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, and at the moment, we have a lot of non-Indigenous people turning up at our meetings, and we really want to encourage our mob to come and have a listen to, because it's important that our mob know what the message is as well.
Yes.
At the moment, we're getting good representations from both sectors, but, more is better.
Exactly, more is better. Now, there's an opportunity for questions and answers at these meetings, is that right?
Aye.
There's opportunity for questions and answers at the meetings, yep.
Hello?
Are you there? Alwyn. Hey, Alwyn, you big dot. Call me back. Where are you? We'll try and get Alwyn back. He's representing, well, Uluru Dialogue representative. And look, just talking about the meetings that are happening around the state, around the country. But he mentioned every two weeks of each month, they're travelling around to different areas. So go along and get the information. And as I was asking, question and answers, I believe I got him on the line there now. We'll try again with the lad. Alwyn, you there, Alwyn?
Yeah, mate. I don't know what happened there.
What happened there? White fella make it, black fella break it. Shut up. So my question, brother, my question, is there opportunity for questions and answers at these meetings?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Oh. We normally run a 27-minute-long video to bring people, you know, the history of the struggle from way back in the early days before before I was born, anyway, then we lead into a presentation on what the amendment's actually going to be, what the actual question will be on the paper in the voting.
Yep.
When it comes to voting.
Yep.
And we also cover the design principles, like what's it going to look like, how's it going to be designed. You know, like we don't know the details of it at the moment. That will come after the referendum.
Sure.
But We answer questions like that, you know. So just trying to clear some of the mistruths that Peter Dutton's saying out there, you know. So, like, people are not going to lose their homes. We're not going to take people out of the country.
Exactly.
Anything like that. Sort of rubbish, you know.
Well, what I've been saying is the Voice to Parliament is having a First Nation committee at the table with the government and helping with decisions. There's going to be no power that this group or this committee has. It's just an advisory council, you could say, yeah?
Yeah, and that's right. And, you know, we look at the representation that we've had at that level leading up to where we are now, and us mob, we haven't really gone
anywhere.
It's been
non-existent, that's right, exactly.
So it's time for change.
Yep.
And by voting yes, we'll see a new era in Australian history come forward.
Yep.
And, you know, that's what we ask in Australia to do too, you know, like walk with us through this journey of a way of the future for our mob.
Exactly.
And, like, if we don't make a change now, do we want it to stay like it is now? Like, at the moment, you know, we got the highest incarceration rate. We got homeless people here and there, everywhere, you know. And
sure.
Our mob haven't got the jobs, so
we've got a lot of gaps to close, haven't we?
Certainly do.
Okay.
And we got to start somewhere. And by saying yes in the referendum, it's a starting point for us, you know. And like we say, if we don't get it right in the first place, we tear it up and we do it again.
Sure.
You know,
exactly.
But at the end of the day, we're always there at the table through the Constitution.
Mm.
Whenever it gets hard for government to deal with our issues, they just walk away from us and leave us standing there on our own.
Yeah, but like I said, we sound like a broken record, but closing the gap, and all aspects of life, housing, education, accommodation, you know, all the above, yeah? And then we look at the youth crime. Now, not all First Nation youth are committing the crime, but youth crime has become a pandemic in itself. Well, we're at the table with the Voice Department to help guide, direct those decisions, to help their young ones get culture back into their life, you know, to stop the crime. We as First Nation people, we're sick of the crime as well, and have crime committed against us. So we need to close all gaps here, brother.
Exactly, you know, and, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the crime comes from the poverty of our mob, you know. We don't have enough money to live a comfortable life like the rest of some other people out there in the world. And our people are always struggling, you know, and I just want to try and find a better way for them young people, you know. Like,
exactly.
More apprenticeships, more training.
More jobs, like, more opportunities, finishing school, completing grade 12. All the above. Now, regarding the Voice, the Uluru Dialogues, and on the meetings you're having, is there a web page that people can go to find out where and when the next meeting is? That people
can definitely.
Attend? Yep. What's that web page, brother?
We have an Instagram site and a Gmail. It's voicefnq at voicefnq@gmail.com.
Voice FNQ, yep.
And then the Instagram's voiceFNQ too. So you just go to that there and you'll find all the details. Cool. My daughter Jacinta actually is the admin girl for that.
Okay. What's her name?
She keeps us. Jacinta.
Jacinta. Big shout out to Jacinta. Thank you very much. So people can check it out on social media, Voice FNQ, and find out when and where the next meeting is, and open for anybody and everybody, and come along and have your questions answered, yes?
Yeah, man, that's the way.
Good,
and
brother.
Just one shout out there. At the moment, there's a lot of scholarships happening for the for high school kids and kids going to university that live in Cape York.
Yes.
It's the Main Road Scholarship. I think it's still open. Okay. Should have a look and apply for it.
Okay, Main Road Scholarship.
Rightio. Cheers, man.
All the best. You take care, brother. Keep smiling.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. And that's Alwyn Lyle. He's a Uluru Dialogue representative. And you can go Voice FNQ, check it out on social media, and to find out when and where the next meeting is. And for those people who are out there naive to the information, or that's what it's all about. And I even know some First Nation people are looking at, I know, because they're not really knowing what's going on. But that's where you go along, get the information, have your questions answered, and that's where it starts. So do check in at social media, Voice FNQ, and you get the right information. Have your saying, Yana Strong, have the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
but now we found our place. We're not moving, 'cause this is where we live,
where we live
on the barren river.
Barren river,
you can chalk a line.
That's 1962, the Pad Boys, here on your daily program. National Talk Black, have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. If you're shy, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. What do you call it? Facebook? I call it Sookbook. I don't care what you're eating tonight. Yeah, anyway, there it is. So different structure, different folks. And then now we've got the next segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pekoni, Brinsmead and Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Brippin Media, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle. It's a message we deliver to all our mob. And come to join us here with Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, his bodyguard. We have Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant. And he brought a bodyguard, and that's first-year constable Luke Freer. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Hey.
Yeah, good, good.
Luke? Trevor. Yeah, yep. Good, thank you.
Good, thank you very much. And Steve?
How you going, Bush?
I'm good, brother.
Yep.
Well, I got you. Who your mob? Where are you from?
Proud Jindabal boy. Rainforest of the Cardwell Tully area, up the Raven Soap. Wettest place in Australia.
Web feet, brother.
Correct.
Web feet. Welcome, first year constable, Luke Freer. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you for joining us, brother. Where do you stem from?
Oh, I'm from the Gold Coast, so it's a bit away from home.
Moving yeah, no
up,
moving surf up, out here, brother.
Moving up to here.
No so, surf out change. Here and plenty of big lizards out there.
Yeah.
They got riding surfboard out there. Look, thank you for coming, brother. First year, so how are you travelling?
Yeah, so I'm about 6 weeks or so in from graduating, six weeks ago.
So you still got your learner's
yeah,
brain on
still,
or
yeah,
your,
pretty
your
much.
Huggies, your
yeah.
gimmies on?
Yeah.
Infant?
But yeah, no, it's a massive learning curve, which is good. It's hard at times, but you know, you got to find your way through it. And
sure.
There's always help around, so there's always someone to ask.
So when you finished academy, they pointed you straight to Edmonton. Did you have a say in that matter?
I didn't really get a say, but got the call up before I started saying, hey, you're going to Far North Queensland. So
okay.
I was like, oh, where's that? You know, like, where's it come from?
Well, okay, you know, hello. Thank you. GPS.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, half the bloody state. So, yeah found out.
Did you have something in your mind where you wanted to go?
Cairns, because that's it. Yeah, I was right. Just like anywhere in that region, well,
there
somewhere around thereabouts, just because.
And yeah. how long are you stationed at Edmonton?
So I'm there for a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Then after that, they'll move you on? Do you have a say in the matter?
Yeah, so I don't really get a say, unfortunately. We can put in circumstances to stay at certain locations or, you know, get a bit of preferential,
sure.
That kind of thing.
Yep.
But it all comes down to the boss, really, and they decide where we go.
Okay, and what did you do before being a police officer?
So I was a protective services officer who also works under the QPS, which is like...
Sorry, pole dancer. What's that? Protective services, which is a branch from the Queensland Police, is it?
Yeah, okay. So they essentially like a security service that provides services to buildings, majority in Brisbane.
And you had the vision to become an officer.
Yeah, so that was the plan the whole time.
And you're going for the senior sergeant role at
Maybe one day.
Maybe. And over the senior sergeant, Linda Lai, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, good, mate.
Great to see you. So you just mentioned off air, you're going away for 6 weeks stint.
6 weeks.
Bamiga.
Relieving up at Bamiga, yep, coming up in a few weeks' time. So, sure. Yeah, we'll get out there and check out that saltwater air.
Saltwater air. Now, you've done a lot of work in the Cape, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's some of the communities you worked at?
Yeah, so look, nearly everyone in the far north's got the Guernsey for Arakoon.
Yes.
You know, we've had a lot of rotations through Arakoon, so we've pretty well all got that ticked off. But, yeah, Lockhart River. I've relieved at Lockhart River.
And you know Wayne Butcher?
Wayne Butcher, very good mayor.
Yeah, mayor of Wayne. Mayor of Lockhart. Yep, lovely brother.
Lovely fella. And,
yes, went to school with Wayne.
And then
used to loan me tuck shop money, actually. Yeah, to catch up with him.
I don't believe that. He's an honest man.
He's a good man.
And, yeah, and, of course, 3 years at Laura. And and then a number of years at Yarrabah. So
beautiful.
But yeah, my whole career has been in the far north. And
so you're virtually going back at old stomping grounds.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
So you're relieving the sergeant. Oh, there's no sergeant up there. Is that right?
I'm relieving the senior sergeant, the officer in charge of Bamingham. Yeah.
Okay, for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And what happens to Edmonton when you leave?
So once I leave, one of my sergeants will jump up into my seat.
And, okay. Right,
yep. And they'll relieve me, and then a senior constable will bump up into there.
And after your 6 week stint, you come back to Edmonton, still at the senior sergeant role?
Still at the senior sergeant role.
No one be backdooring you, taking your position?
Nope, hopefully
like
not.
That?
Yep, and hopefully the place hasn't fallen apart.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll hand the reins over to Stephen Grant. You'll run the show while senior sergeant Linda lies away.
Yes, I'm sure whoever sits in the chair while he's away, they'll be well looked after, and the station and the staff, obviously. Yeah,
so how does it work for you as a police liaison officer? You based at Edmonton and you stay there?
Or I've been there since February 2021 after transferring from Mergen. Mm. Been away for a little while. It's more topics to cover, rather living from a small community into a major suburb of Cairns.
Yeah, sure.
So it's quite a heck.
Do you ever say how long you stay there?
No, not really.
He keeps there until the end of his days. Yep. Right?
Is that right?
That's our plan.
So just stay
there. You're going to retire there, brother.
Well, hopefully one day. And like I said, we've also, hopefully within the next coming weeks, the advertisement for three more PLOs, ethnic groups, are coming across. Mm. Just waiting on our district officers and staff-wise to present that.
Because when we say PLO, we don't necessarily mean First Nation.
No, so
we talk Japanese as well, and
Chinese, correct. And our other three PLOs that we're getting, we've got an African PLO of African descent.
Okay.
We've got a South Sea Islander, and then we've got a Bhutanese.
Bhutanese
is the third one. So,
all right. We live in a multicultural world, don't we?
We'll have a very diverse sort of representation there at Edmonton.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Okay, fantastic.
So, it's grown.
That's your call then, how long you stay. But Senior Sergeant Lindelo said you're there till the rest of your days, brother.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not letting him go.
Joined at the hips.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, good.
As long as they pay me, that's amazing.
And the beauty of Steve's jobs there is like, I know he's, he can bounce around to events as well, you know. So he's got the variety in his work. He's been to Brisbane. He'll go, I mean, I know he's just been up to Laura Dance Festival.
Yes, we were. Yeah.
Now Steve didn't go, but I know other PLOs from the area. Yeah, there have gone up.
So a couple of yellow stripes up there.
Mm. Yeah,
yellow epaulets. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's those opportunities.
And plus, I can't take the new MG up there, so I had to stay here.
It's not four-wheel drive, mate.
Yep, that new MG. Commissioner gave me.
Thank you. That's right. Yeah, you got a new vehicle, haven't you? Do you drive that, brother?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Flash Murray.
Whatever he tells me, I do it.
The cleanest car in our station.
Is that right? But you were talking about a maroon car.
Yeah, no.
You guys didn't get that.
We got the white
Queensland car.
Yeah, we got the white one. So, so we got the first one off the lot, and we didn't realise they were handing them out.
Maroon car coming. Yeah,
didn't tell us.
Yeah. They didn't give you all the information.
No,
but if Steve does enough K's on this one, we'll time to turn it over. Yeah.
And Luke, back to you as their first year constable. What does your job entail? Do you do everything?
The
journey.
So, for the first period, like 2 months or so of coming out of the academy, we're with two officers, mm-hmm. and we're with them day in, day out. Basically, we do the same shifts, just so there's a bit of continuity, and you're working with the same person, so you get an idea of how to do things.
Yep.
And then after that, we're with other training officers throughout the rest of the year. There's a bunch of competencies that we have to tick off.
Okay.
So just going to different types of jobs, doing different types of paperwork, all that
so
kind of
talking,
thing.
So we're talking traffic, we're talking...
everything, you name
walking
it.
Walking streets.
Yeah, pretty much. So anywhere from traffic, crashes, speeding, all that, drink driving.
Domestic
arrests. Violence, arrests, you name it, we've got to
concerts,
do it basically.
You go, yeah, things like that, yeah.
So, and then in that period as well, we do like secondments, I guess. So we go away to other branches within. So we go to the detectives, traffic, the high risk domestic team, and things like that. So
there's all different aspects to the job.
Yeah, so you just get to see a wide range of things.
What about the water police?
I'd love to get down there. That'd be lovely.
Do first year do water police?
Unfortunately, no.
You don't. Because you can't swim.
No.
You've got no floaties.
Yeah, no.
Is that how it works?
Lizards.
And big lizards. Scared of lizards. Yeah, thank you. Look, it's fantastic. So in regards to that, there's a good conversation. It's a good career pathway, isn't it?
Yeah, that's...
So, you know, we're saying all our mob out there, black and white.
Yeah.
It's a good career pathway to be a police officer. Yeah. And you start as a police liaison if you wanted to.
Yep.
But you go straight in, bypass police and
like,
become an officer.
Like Luke, where Luke's just come from, protective services, still under the QPS's umbrella across the state.
Now, for people out there who carry a little black mark against their name, put in the application, have that conversation.
Be honest.
Yep. Be honest, doors may open.
Declare it.
We'd already probably know if there was an issue there anyway, but still give it a crack and get some feedback.
Sure. And depend on when the issue was and how bad it was, what have you. But I always say throw the irons in the fire, see if it lights up.
Yeah. Correct. Yep.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
And for our Indigenous recruitment, like certainly our stations in those Indigenous communities really value those types of officers. Could be, you know, there's not much learning that has to occur for those people to walk into those communities and already understand the difficulties and you know barriers that they face in those communities. So
of course, yeah.
So that's really important.
Well, we've all got a past. Don't mean we have to live there.
Mm.
And some of the stuff that we did in our past were when we were dumb and young. You know what I mean?
Oh, I always say, thank God there wasn't social media around in my day.
Yeah. You was a bad boy, were you?
No, I wasn't, because it's not on social media.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. All right. And speaking of Laura Dance Festival, big shout out to your senior, Kerry.
Big shout out to the First Nations Multicultural Unit in Brisbane, led by Superintendent Johnson and his team.
Yeah. Kerry Johnson, that is?
Yep, Mr. Coolwell and...
he was up there.
Sam.
Inspector
Sammy Bliss.
Yeah.
Good to catch up.
Good, fantastic. But they're looking like in relaxed mode. They weren't in uniform. They were like sitting back, all the dust had been kicked up, and they was just taking the dust in on board.
Yeah, I think it's Steve had you to take them shopping for camping equipment.
Yeah, he took them prior to their arrival, had to take them, get some...
Camping
equipment from BCF.
One little tent.
Winnebago.
Thanks to Inspector Sammy Blitz there. Want to go there, flashing all the cash
and
there.
Sister Rem, Sammy's sister.
Yes, she is. She's based in Brisbane, working for the First Nations unit there as the inspector. She's been appointed.
She comes from Mackay, doesn't she?
Correct.
We had yarns and it was great to see her. And looked fantastic. So opportunities like that, get out and about, don't you?
Yep.
And we had lucky enough to have the commission here. Last month,
mm-hmm.
Katarina,
mm.
Go get it. Atherton girl, we found out.
There you go. Yep.
And girls can do anything.
Yep. In a hot springs girl.
Yeah, that's right. There it is. Yeah, fantastic.
Mm.
And so, would you look at something like that? Go for a commissioner's job, brother? You got the hair, dude.
You just put me on the spot there, Trevor.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah.
No, look.
How would that look if you used to go in that position?
Like
from senior sergeant, what's the next role up?
My next rank is inspector.
Inspector.
And you just see that I act up in that role fairly often in some of the local patrol groups.
Okay.
And look after ours, of course, first and foremost. But it's a big decision to make whether you want to plug into that commissioned officer world. It's very certainly very different to what I do.
So Commissioner Katarina would have went that area.
Yep.
She would have went detective and sergeant detective.
Yeah. So the detective appointment is an appointment that's not a rank. So so they get that detective appointment through your plainclothes positions.
All right. How long do they sit in that role for?
Yeah. Look, it can take anywhere. 3 to 5
5 years
10 years I don't know.
And then you put your interest in for commissioner job. Is that how it works? Or?
No, so then they jump through their commission officers' ranks. So they go from inspector to superintendent, superintendent to chief superintendent.
Yeah.
And then assistant commissioner.
Deputy commissioner.
A few people probably have vision for that and shooting for that one job.
Yeah, so a little bit of bottlenecks at that end.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Bottleneck and looking at each other sideways.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Checking the knives in your back, I suppose.
That's what, thank you.
But you know, like
human nature.
Certainly, the higher rank you go, the less sort of opportunity you have in the QPS to move around.
Sure.
So that some of the greatest ranks to see the state is constable, senior constable.
Mm.
Pretty well most stations carry some sort of a vacancy or have that staff movement at that level. And, whether you want to find yourself in Burketown or, Boolya or the Gold Coast, at that rank, you'll always find that there's vacancies and there's that movement. But the higher up you go, the less movement there is. People get a lot more settled in their lives.
Sure, exactly.
And don't forget, she's got a staff to look after, staff looking at roughly 15,000 staff across the state.
Yeah, exactly. And she's a commissioner of Queensland State.
Correct.
So every state and territory have a commissioner.
That's right, yep.
And then there's a federal at the top of all that, is that right?
No, because it's federal's separate to our states.
Okay,
yep.
So it's only states and territories.
Yeah.
And they would meet on a constant basis.
The commissioners of the states? Look, I'd assume that they'd have contact with each other. Yeah, absolutely. There'd be similar issues between the states. No question. Yep.
Well, I was asking all the questions at that high end level. I just got interested in that area after speaking to Commissioner Katarina. But it's just good to know the pathway. But pathway to our mob out there. Look, a job in the police force, opportunity there.
Hopefully, she'll be up here in September for the mayor's summit.
Okay, right.
In September, so
yeah,
I hope to catch her eyes to see if she wants to come back on.
Come back on and have another yarn.
Yeah.
We had a deadly yarn.
Yep.
All right, boys. Well, thank you for the yarn. Good to touch base. Luke, thank you very much for coming. Good luck with your first year.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on today.
They say jump, you say how high, and you don't come down until they tell you to, right?
Pretty much.
Enjoy that journey, my friend. Steve, good to see you.
Thanks, brother.
And thank you, Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy. And when do you head off to Bamaga?
So I've got a couple of weeks yet.
We'll yarn in the next couple of weeks anyway.
For sure, yeah.
The other thing, we can have yarns while you're up there. That'd be good, interesting yarn.
Yep.
You can give us a call on this program while you're up in Bamaga.
Let
us know what's happening in that neck of the woods.
Yep.
Cool, beautiful. All right, gentlemen, all the best to you. Keep smiling.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon, gents.
Thanks, Trev.
All right. Beautiful yarn there with the Boys in Blue, which we're yarning segment there. Proudly sponsored by Piconi, Edmonton and Brinsmead. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bripper Media. And good to have a yarn with the Boys in Blue and just find out where it all sits and how it all sits. But it's a Talk Black program. So anytime we're yarning with the Boys in Blue, you can always ring in and have Q&As with the guys and girls in blue. And communication is the key. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me, you call a Kungai. From Yoruba, where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes.
Yeah, the daily voice of Barry Cedric. Where you from, my brother? Hope you're well there. Barry Cedric, Trevor Tim here, National Talk Black, going to catch up with Selwyn. Selwyn, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. I've been watching Blackhand, that Italian mafia, organised crime around England.
Yep.
Innsfail and Satu, Guru and here. And very obvious, brother. All the Italians, and we all know that Italians are not all the same, just like us. We're not all the same, eh, brother.
Mm. No.
Yeah, but anyway, I was trying to chase up to town, and there's comments by our mob. about the voice, but I didn't find it. But, brother, you know, one of the things you say, you define what success is. For me, brother, success is not picking up a drink one day at a time and being able to say what I have to say without getting drunk to say it. And one of the things I will say, brother, I told you about the Super Bowl, brother, but I think that about 7 million dollars around that figure, a Super Bowl for a 30-second commercial, and the business know that with media you can change the people how they feel and how they before the game started and change their feelings and change how they think, and this is how I see you. Like I'll say this to you, brother, and people like you, brother, is all getting paid by government, and if, you know, like otherwise media watch they'll say, oh, cash for comment, or what's the other one? Conflict of interest, and obviously you're all going to go because it's all get grant and you can get paid, and you know, like I heard you say, oh, they're the other no, you know, brother, and we're not the Dutton Morg, and I want to say a big shout out to Carl Stefanovic, the Italian, for getting a really top one. And, you know, brother, it's wrong to say that it's because we're misinformed, anything like that. I like to say to the listeners, you know, this nationwide, I'm a Palm Island Blackwell, I'm a Borgman. And when William Cooper went around getting six people to sign the petition, 900 of my people from the one community said they wanted a voice in Parliament. I think the most they ever got from one place is 12, I think, from one state, I'm not sure. But and to say that, you know, but it's changed. Everything's changed now.
Yes.
You know, Palm Island had on Wallaby Point, they had a U.S. Airstrip for Catalina Air Base there, brother. And we was then, again, illegally occupied by the U.S. And also, there, down in Palm Island, as well as Borobinda, you know, people from Oakville were moved from Oakville, from Cape Edward. And Cape Edward, Stephen Ambrose, the independent journalist, he said the U.S. wanted to make a put an airstrip there at Cape Edward.
Yeah.
And, brother, why? So it's different. It's, you know, this voice being enshrined in Parliament, enshrined, it's in favor of the government, too. They could always veto, and there's no hesitation about, like before when they moved people from out of Oakville and Umugari, brother.
Yeah.
And when that wanted to close the communities over in WA, all the mob that fought for the talk mob, you know, all the non mob and the white fellas down there. And anyway, brother, I'm talking about the Italian and Carl Stefanovic, brother. The other Italian is Albanese, of course, and he's pushing for this, you know, for Blackwell to have a voice in Parliament. In other words, with the consent of the native. They can still veto whatever we put forward. They can still, you know, it put it to, there are two lots of people, they're the yes and they're the no. But there are also the other no, like people like me. I did say I was going to pick it, do it in Woolworth, but I'll say no. I will say the freedom fighters, you know, fighting for our freedom because we're not getting paid by government. And why I want to tell that story, you know, like because the government have that, we give them consent. We give them consent, even though we might, you know, they can be our workers. We give them consent to do whatever they want to do because the government always make what is legally, morally wrong, legally right. And I'll talk about another Italian now, brother. Well, that happened before. You know, I get moved when I talk, brother. I feel like I'll talk about another Italian, but he wasn't an Italian, brother. He was a Roman. His name was Pontius Pilate. He put it to the people. Look, there are three people up there hanging up there. You make a choice, which one? They killed the freedom fighter. That was Jesus Christ. They killed him, brother. He was a freedom fighter. And what did Pontius Pilate do? He wiped his hand clean. Well, it wasn't me, you know. And when I heard Ujuru Nunaka, I heard he had a writers' conference in Koori College in Melbourne, brother, when she spoke about writing the Charter of Rights, the poem. She said the only the only words you can find that rhyme with conscious was conscious. And see, they are able to do that. And I want to say to the listeners, you know, they want us to, they're funneling all that to look over here, look over here, not look over there. Yeah. And, you know, in the Pacific, brother, the people of the Indo-Pacific, they have a voice in Parliament. They don't do they have a PNG and Vanuatu and so on. They are the voice in Parliament, brother. Yeah, and I saw Alexander down on Q&A, and he spoke about it. If you want to listen in, and, you know, mock up the, you know, take down a leader or a community. That's why I always say our brother down the track there, Brother Tony Gibbs. But man from Uncle, you know how they undermine countries, undermine leaders? Mm. That was way back then, but it's reality today. They can do that. And I sort of also look at this other side of the that guests that come into Wadi, brother. Everybody look at the violence out of Wadi, but they don't look at the guests that they take from the they bring it in, I think, on the mainland where Wadi. Same with Arakun, you know, they talk about the black fellows up there, and they don't look at what Rio Tinto or what Kamalka are doing up there. Brother, I went into that information session on Sunday, brother. I went a bit late down at Fogarty Park, and I said to you, I said, how many full-blood black fellows going to be there? And there was one brother I found there, brother. I took a photo of him. And on Friday, NAIDOC, I didn't march because the government owned NAIDOC. You know, that's how I feel, brother. I didn't march. But where I did go, brother, I went to Hungry Jack's, to West Cape people there, brother. I went there and yarned there, brother. That's what I'd done for my NAIDOC.
Yes.
And, you know, they talk about that fellow, that Lyle fellow, talking first about closing the gap. You don't need a bloody voice in Parliament. There's a gap there from the north of the tropical Capricorn. All the people that are the gatekeepers, the voices, the light-skinned people, where are the bloody full-blood people, brother? And they must say, oh, we'll do that later on when we have a voice in Parliament. But later on, they have the power to veto, but they can
exactly. You know,
they will have full-blood black ones and the really black ones. But we've given them consent now because what we done, what the government do, they'll do what is morally wrong and they'll make it legally right, brother.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. So, a regular caller having his say and all topics there, and but he uses this platform to get it off his chest. All he's here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev got a sign off for today's program. I thank you for your company, Mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, and that's daily number 1-800-422-416. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Get out there and go to the meetings about getting the information about Voice to Parliament. We all need to vote, so get the right information, get all the information so you can make your decision and which way you want to go. All these here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.